A gap of time? This is Ken Ham, inviting you and your family to come to the Ark Encounter. Many Christians mistakenly believe there's a gap of time between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, but the text just doesn't allow for a gap. Actually, verse 2 is a description of the originally created earth. God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void. In the original Hebrew, these verses read as if there's continuing action. This happened, then this, and then this. There's no room for a gap of time. The gap theory is an unnatural interpretation. It simply doesn't come from a plain reading of the text. It's been added to try to squeeze in millions of years. Instead of trying to add man's ideas into Genesis, we need to trust God's word from the beginning.
Sign up for free daily email insights from Ken Ham at AnswersRadio.com. You can also learn about our family-friendly Noah's Ark attraction at AnswersRadio.com.